T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Flooding causing big problems in several states. We've got the story.
Suspect arrested in several copper theft cases. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
Governor Kelly calls understaffing at the El Dorado prison a crisis. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Rain is in our forecast on this last full day of winter. The timing and what we can expect here in just a few minutes.
Deadly flooding has forced hundreds from their damaged homes in Nebraska.
Midwesterners wade through waist-high floodwaters, trying to grab what they can from their soggy homes. A mix of heavy rain and rapid snowmelt has led to historic flooding in parts of the country's midsection.
I was scared. I was petrified. You know, I didn't know how fast it was coming up.
Homes and businesses are submerged, some under 6 to 7 feet of water as roads become rivers and towns turn into islands.
All these little towns devastated. Just all the houses lost. Where are we going to put them?
In Cass County, Nebraska, Charles Watson, Fox News.
The situation at the El Dorado Correctional Facility is being called a crisis. The Union for Corrections Officers says the staffing shortage is a race against time to add more officers and increase safety before something bad happens.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly says she believes the staffing problem is a crisis, and she's convened a legislative task force to find some solutions. KSN News reports unnamed sources say there are too many mandatory overtime hours for the guards, and some have even volunteered to work 80 hours a week. That's something the governor says she is aware of and will be working to correct.
It is a dangerous situation for our employees in those institutions, and we have a moral responsibility to do something as quickly as we can.
The governor says first they need to find some money to hire more officers, then work to find long-term solutions. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
After recent copper thefts in the area, a suspect arrested following multiple cases of vandalism in West Wichita. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says it happened early Friday evening as an off-duty officer was working security at Town West Square Shopping Center.
The officer was notified by a citizen of an unknown male near a light pole that appeared to be cutting wires and then leaving in a gold-colored sedan. Officers responded to the area and located the vehicle traveling southbound on West Street.
The car was being driven by a 16-year-old boy, and there was another teenage boy in the car as well. The adult suspect bailed from the car and tried to run but was apprehended. Turns out a half dozen light poles in the Town West parking lot had been damaged. 43-year-old Rodney Kane was booked into jail for multiple counts of destruction to property, an aggravated weapons violation, and an outstanding arrest warrant.
Today's Wichita City Council meeting will have a late start, 6 p.m., to accommodate citizens who want to have their say about plans for the new baseball stadium. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
We're really looking forward to the presentation because we're able now to release more information. Some of this stuff takes a while to put it all together, and so one of the developers in the area approached us last Friday and wanted to be a part of the presentation.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A chemical storage facility in Houston has been burning since Sunday, and authorities say it could burn for another couple of days.
You can see the smoke coming from the ITC facility for miles. As the flames continue to burn, county officials and other agencies will have their work cut out for them.
Right now what we're seeing is no elevated levels because the plume is high enough that it's not affecting us here close to the ground.
Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo held a press conference to address the public's concerns. While presently the air quality readings are coming up normal, the weather will ultimately be the determining factor if the air quality changes. While the county continues monitoring levels with mobile units and fixed air quality monitors, some are concerned with what the future holds.
That's Natasha Geigel of Fox affiliate KRIV in Houston reporting. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
The NCAA men's basketball tournament begins tonight with a couple of games. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
A Facebook clip shows a cow fleeing the cops to hide out at a Chick-fil-A. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock and 44 degrees. One person is dead, another injured after a traffic accident in Wilson County in southeast Kansas. This happened at the intersection of U.S. 400 and K-39 west of Fredonia just Monday afternoon. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a semi and an SUV were eastbound when the SUV decelerated and the semi could not stop in time and hit it from behind. 74-year-old female driver of the SUV was taken to Fredonia Regional Hospital in serious condition. The passenger, 76-year-old Jackie Dean Milliken of Buffalo, Kansas, taken to the hospital where he died. Driver of the semi was uninjured.
A lawmaker is suing Twitter over allegedly, quote, unfair treatment.
California Republican Devin Nunes accuses Twitter of shadow banning conservatives, including his own account, to restrict free speech. The suit also accuses the platform of knowingly hosting fake accounts containing abusive, hateful, and false content, facilitating defamation of him and others. Nunes and Fox's Hannity Monday night.
The case we're basically making is this was an orchestrated effort. So people were targeting me. There were anonymous accounts that were developed. And look, there's not supposed to be. These accounts aren't supposed to exist.
Nunes, the ranking member on the House Intelligence Committee, is seeking over $250 million in compensatory and punitive damages. Twitter says they're not commenting at this time. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A Facebook clip shows a cow fleeing the cops to hide out at a Chick-fil-A.
Why did the cow cross the road? Apparently to hide out at a Chick-fil-A. Video taken in Noblesville, Indiana, shows a runaway bovine stopping traffic running from police toward the chicken chain. The pair who captured the clip of the cow on the move couldn't help but laugh.
Just going, okay.
Since Chick-fil-A's mascot is a cow telling folks to eat more chicken, some wondered if it was a marketing campaign. The Noblesville Police Department didn't say where the cow came from, but poked fun at the incident, posting on Facebook, "Officers ran with the bulls." Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Some heavy traffic right now looking at I-135 southbound, right around 21st Street. Just some heavy traffic volumes there. Watch for a slowdown. Traffic conditions are looking good today, but those gasoline prices are up to $2.49 a gallon. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
And now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. Good morning, Ron L.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Not too bad of a morning out there. How you doing?
I think it's a great morning. A beautiful afternoon yesterday. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, definitely was.
Yeah.
And even though we've got a chance of rain today, but it looks like we should have another decent day ahead. We'll just have to watch out for those rain showers that are going to try to move in towards the second half of the day. But otherwise, 62 degrees, kind of hard to complain with that. And then our winds are going to be on the breezy side out of the southeast, but that's what's going to help us kind of warm up into the lower 60s today. But we just got to watch out for that rain. 50% chance for right now with mostly cloudy skies. A little bit of sun, some breaks of sun before that rain chance arrives. And it's really going to be during the latter part of the afternoon into the early evening hours and then tapering after sunset. So this is going to be a quick system that's going to roll through. It's not going to rain all day long. And then we'll have a 30% chance of some rain showers later on tonight as things move out to the east and taper from there. Lows dipping down to about 37 degrees. So a chilly start tomorrow and then partly cloudy skies for our Wednesday with only a 10% chance of maybe a sprinkle or a leftover shower southeast of Wichita. Highs a little bit cooler, dipping down to 59 because the showers that we'll see move through later today associated with a cold front. Winds are going to switch out of the north, but again, not too bad for the next 48 hours. And Steve, I do want to mention quickly, spring starts tomorrow. Now, it's not going to be the first full day of spring because it actually starts at 4:58 Central Time. That's when we'll officially make that transition from winter to spring, and then therefore the first full day will be Thursday. Right now, 44 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Wind chill of 39, even though winds a little bit on the breezy side out there, only out of the east at 10 miles per hour, still making it feel a few degrees colder out there. But at least things are dry. Shouldn't be too bad of a morning commute, but might as well keep that rain gear handy for later on today.
Yeah, my research, I didn't see what time spring started. I couldn't find it. 4:58 a.m., p.m., or what?
p.m. p.m.
4:58 in the afternoon tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm looking at our radar here this morning, and I don't see anything in central Kansas at all. Now, go up, what, north of I-70, there's a pretty good band going east to west over toward Topeka, right?
Yeah, and even then, that rain is looking pretty light, and that's what I suspect will kind of move through later today. What we're going to see happen and what we're seeing happening now, a lot of that rain is tracking west to east, and there is a little bit showing up on radar in southwestern Kansas, and then because all this rain is going to be kind of moving along a cold front, it's going to kind of make a sweep through the state right around midday, mm-hmm. and then once we get that those showers, that'll start to show up on radar around the Wichita Metro. Not all of that may even reach the ground. So the majority of it is still going to be fairly light out there. It's going to move in and then quickly move kind of right back out. And then we'll be dry by the time we get into late tonight and into Wednesday.
Okay, thanks, Ronell. KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. Today is March 19th, 2019. On this date in 1907, the high temperature reached 91 degrees in Wichita. The earliest 90-degree reading in the city's history, that was in 1907. Yesterday's high was 62, normal high 59. There's a little bit of weather information for you this morning. Got an interesting story this morning about parents and parenting.
Parents.
Yeah, you know, many parents dread cutting the ties and letting those young birds leave the nest. But some folks may be preventing their children from growing up.
Just how far will a lawnmower parent go to mow down every chance of frustration or defeat? A New York Times Morning Consult poll finds 3/4 of parents made appointments like doctor's visits for their adult children. 3/4 reminded them of deadlines like for schoolwork. And 15% called or texted to wake their kids up in college if they thought they'd miss a big test or class. 11% of parents with adult children were perfectly willing to call their adult child's boss if they have an issue at work. The former dean of freshmen at Stanford University, Julie Lithcott-Hames, notes, if you're doing it in high school, you can't stop at college, so it gets worse because your young adult is ill-equipped to manage the basic tasks of life. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
I would just wonder about this. I mean, I've got kids who are parents now,
mm-hmm.
And I see the way they do things, and they're not, you know, they don't do anything that's outrageously silly. But maybe they think a little bit too much for the kids sometimes, even though they're little. I mean, maybe there's not that much stress on independence anymore. Like when I was a kid, I got to be about 18 years old, 17, and my mom and dad didn't know where I was and didn't want to know where I was. Of course, that was a different time.
Yeah, it was different.
It was a different time.
Different time.
And the kids, you know, you got mass media telling your kids are in danger 24/7. And I understand. A good parent's going to watch out for their kids. But how long? At what point? You know, in 1942, 43, there were guys 17 years old that were going to the South Pacific with firearms and to fight a war. In the Vietnam era, 18 years old, you could get drafted. But where is the challenge for kids to grow up and mature? You know, I don't know how to have talks with my grandkids, you know, and, you know, here's what it means to be a mature person. You got to take care of your stuff. You can't wait for somebody else to do it. I know that Mahala Woodward does not call you and wake you up to come to work every day.
No, she does not.
And she probably hasn't for a long time. You went to Notre Dame, so you split out and left home at a pretty young age.
Yeah.
And I'm sure they knew that Ted's going to be responsible.
I was going to do what I wanted to do. Yeah.
And you were chomping at the bit probably to get out on your own.
Not necessarily.
Well,
but I'm glad I had that experience.
You know, and I had one of my kids, the sooner he could get out, go to KU and start seeing the world, the better. And my daughter stayed closer to home. But, anyway, this is really an interesting study. It's called Lawnmower Parenting, and it's getting some media attention today. We're talking about the problems with El Dorado Correctional Facility, and they've got a crisis over there. They've figuring out that they don't have enough people working, their staff short. This has been going on for a couple of years anyway, right, Ted? I went to their website to find out, what kind of people they're looking for over there. They're looking for mature adults with good work ethic and communication skills.
That's what every employer is
looking
for.
That's kind of a, no previous corrections or law enforcement experience is required. They give you 6 weeks of paid training. I guess that's enough. They have 12-hour shifts. So you work, apparently, 4 12-hour shifts is what you do. So they start you out at $15.75 an hour. Got benefits and so forth. I understand that, but I'm wondering at $15 an hour, if a person really has, I don't know, if they're really looking for a job in the Wichita area. Couldn't they go out of Spirit and get about twice that much and nobody's going to hit them upside the head? I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's, the job market here is pretty tight. There have been times when the job market was tight in the other direction where
right.
nobody could find a job.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that.
Yes, that's
but
not good
either. That we're, you know, the jobs are there begging for people to come and fill them. And I guess we just got to get some people moving into the area, ready to go to work from other places. All right, there you go. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And time for Ted Woodward Sports this morning. And we're talking about basketball, right, Ted?
Yep, let's get going.
Lots
the NCAA men's basketball tournament begins tonight with two games in Dayton, Ohio. Let's, you know, these are play-in games, basically.
Play-in games.
But, you know, whatever. That they do count. Two 16 seeds kick it off. Prairie View A&M in the tournament for the first time in 21 years, taking on Fairleigh Dickinson. Both teams with sizable win streaks. Prairie View has won 11 in a row. Fairleigh Dickinson has won 8 straight games going into this one. You can listen to that one beginning at 5:30 p.m. on your home of the NCAA tournament, Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. Then after that game, you've got a pair of at-large teams, a pair of 11 seeds meet up. Number 11 Belmont against number 11 Temple. Temple is a 3.5-point underdog in that one. Of course, Temple's last game was that loss to Wichita State in the quarterfinals of the American tournament. Yet Temple survived that loss and got an at-large bid into the NCAA tournament. They do have to play in this first four round. That'll be about 8 o'clock tonight, Temple and Belmont, and that's also on Sports Radio KFH. The NIT begins today with 10 games on the schedule, including Wright State at Clemson. The winner of that game will advance to take on the winner of the Wichita State-Furman game in the next round of the tournament. You've also got Texas out of the Big 12 tonight, hosting South Dakota State. Memphis out of the American Conference, hosting San Diego. Got Loyola at Creighton, former Missouri Valley Conference team, Creighton, taking on a current Valley team, Loyola. Of course, Loyola was in the Final Four last year. And you've got Colorado hosting Dayton tonight. Colorado, led by head coach Tad Boyle, former KU player and Wichita State assistant coach. The NIT gets underway tonight. In JUCO women's basketball, the national tournament beginning yesterday in Lubbock, Texas. First round play last evening. Number 13 Hutchinson Community College beating number 20 Western Nebraska. Easy, 81-60. The Hutchinson ladies under head coach John Onches now 31-3 on the season.
Wow.
And they advance on into the Sweet 16 at the national JUCO tournament, women's tournament down in Lubbock. Pro basketball in the NBA last night. The New Orleans Pelicans going to Dallas, beat the Mavericks 129-125 in overtime. Off the bench for the Pelicans, former Kansas Jayhawk, Cheick Diallo, with 8 points and 8 rebounds. That win for the Pelicans. The Toronto Raptors win last night, beat the bottom team in the league, the New York Knicks, 128-92. In the starting lineup for the Raptors, former Wichita State Shocker, Fred VanVleet, 13 points, 12 assists. His first career double-double in the NBA.
Hooray!
In the starting lineup for the Raptors. Nice job for Fred VanVleet.
Yeah.
Back after, of course, he was out for about a month with that thumb injury, so good to have him back in the lineup for the Raptors. Toronto has won 4 out of 6. They are the number 2 team in the NBA right now. And a happy birthday today to former Wichita State baseball catcher Terry Elliott. Is 55 today.
I haven't seen him in a while. What's he been up to?
The pride of Cunningham, Kansas.
Cunningham, you bet.
And he's also a longtime member of the Shocker radio broadcast crew for many years.
Where is he at?
He's around.
He's a good guy. I like Terry.
Yep. Happy birthday to Terry Elliott, 55 today, the former Shocker catcher. That's sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Just one more comment about lawnmower parents, okay?
All right.
And taking care of your kids after they've left the nest. My dad always gave me great advice, okay?
Which is fantastic.
Which I just ignored.
Oh.
And made all of my own mistakes.
Well.
And so, you know,
that's not on
all
him. That's on you.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes the parents can't do anything with the kids. They wind up like me. It's time for our Prairie Fire Coffee Break on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee, the freshest coffee in the Wichita area, because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
Baltimore County, Maryland police say a person dressed in a unicorn costume tried to rob a convenience store. That story just ahead with Steve and Ted. Rush Limbaugh coming up. He's going to talk about California has water again. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.